I guess the best story that I've got is that cache at Lone Hill Onyx Cave down in Merrimack State Park. We went caving on a crisp and clear January day.
Biology count day.
One of the fellows had a GPS that for some reason he didn't want to trust to the environment of the cave, so he hid it in a little solution pocket on the outside of the cave as we went in. So we had our good time and we spent several hours in the cave and we came back out and we were going to go get something to eat. We were all hungry and tired, so he reached up into the solution pocket and his GPS was gone. Well, he was pretty frantic because it wasn't his GPS. It belonged to his boss, who was not a real likable kind of guy anyway. So we looked and looked and looked and ascertained that it just simply was not there and somebody had taken it. We drugged this fellow up to a Mexican restaurant in Sullivan. We went in to get a couple of pitchers of margaritas, and he got on the phone to his boss. And he took a thrashing over the phone for a very long time. So finally, we just took a pitcher of margaritas out there and started pouring margaritas into them. You don't have to take this abuse. It's a stinking GPS, and it's
with cave locations.
So
yeah.
It did have some sensitive information on this GPS, but basically pretty useless to anybody who might have found it. We loosened him up a little bit, and he was able to survive enough to get home. And the next day, just on a whim, I thought, well, I'm going to go see if there's any geocaches around there, and there certainly was. A geocacher came by and found that this fellow recognized it. The title screen had the name and the address of the owner, so he did the right thing. He figured that it didn't belong there, and it wasn't going to do it any good to leave it there, but he could take it home and return it to the rightful owner since he found the owner's name, address, and telephone number. He called the owner up, and the owner screamed at him to the point of there wasn't any conversation going on at all. Ultimately, the guy that found it just mailed it on his own nickel back to the rightful owner. Well, this was just too good for me to pass up. I had to share this with the caving community and with the geocaching community, that these two groups of people had come so close together over this GPS, and nobody knew that the other even existed. It's been a wonderful story in our repertoire of tales that right was done. The owner got his GPS back, and we have $1 million worth of stories to talk about this guy.
Because I've got pictures of the GPS receiver that I took before I mailed it back. And I got a card back thanking me for sending it back to him.
Well,
oh, good.
We have to apologize for that guy. He's our cross to bear. That's one of our best GPS stories. And one of our best caving stories, too.
It was Elaine and Barry and I looking for that cache, and we never found it. But we found a little treasure along the way.
Wasn't that wonderful? Well, I'm certainly glad it happened because it certainly brought us together. And the GPS community has been certainly a wonderful group to party with as any I've ever been in. I'm looking forward to generating a lot more stories. I've had a lot of fun every time we've gotten even close to you guys. The ingenuity of this sport has just blown me away, and I just love it. Can't wait to wallow in some more of it.